The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Sleepy Hollow still sleep. Never heard of this guy, Ken. So I'm going to give the people a little bit of a bio. His government is Tegan Joshua Anthony Chambers, known as Sleepy Hollow. He is a Jamaican-American rapper, singer, and songwriter, originally from Jamaica. He grew up in Flatbush section of Brooklyn alongside frequent collaborator Chef G. In 2018, he had his first breakthrough viral single with Flows, which featured Chef G. In August 2020, his single Deep End Freestyle featuring Fouché was certified gold by the RIAA. He is currently signed to Winner Circle Entertainment and RCA Records. You know what, Ken? This is a little crazy for me. Because I just randomly picked it. My favorite color is purple. He had a lot of purple on the damn album cover. And I said, man, he's probably going to be one of these little rappers. It's only 14 minutes, 14 songs, 34 minutes. Can't be too bad. Can't, you know, like, it, at least if it is bad, I don't have to sit through it for a long time. And I was pleasantly surprised, Ken. I really like this. This guy reminds me of like a variation of Pop Smoke.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I was really thinking it was going to be some real fuck shit. Like some real ignorant shit. And it's rooted in that, but it's not that. The sounds, like his voice, how he's not as commanding or gruffy as Pop was in terms of just voice alone, but stylistically it's almost the same. And the beats are what got me, Ken. Like this, like I was sitting there like, yo, like you know what, I was as surprised like with the Guap Dash shit. I was going in there like, nah, I'm not gonna like this shit, and I was like, oh shit, I think I like this project.
I'm glad you did, because I thought this shit was terrible.
What made it terrible, Ken?
Man, maybe that's a little harsh, but my God. I'm like, man, I walked away with nothing.
Really?
Man, this shit is... This album cover, it represents the album cover. Very dreary.
It is.
In the rain, moody, like just drab. It's like... Nothing like make you a Snape. Whoa. I'm like, oh my God, what in the hell am I listening to? And I tell you, I listened to this multiple times waiting for it to connect. And I was just like, oh my God, this is like nothing with his flow. I think the voice is kind of cool, but the songs are not it for me. Like, I mean, there's absolutely nothing.
Wow. Yeah. And you know what, Ken? Like, I took away like a lot, like, 2055, and you know what, let me preface it by saying this. This is not my typical type of music that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is very, I'm being very objective here. You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know what it is, but he hits. Because he's making the music that is popular now. So it's not like he's doing this crazy different type of thing. Like Kenny Mason. Like Kenny Mason's doing something different. This dude's not doing nothing different. But I like him doing it. Like, I like him more than Gunna. I like him more than some of these other littles and other rappers that are out. I like the way he does it. Like, 2055 is one of those songs that, like, I typically wouldn't like. I like how he does it. Make You. You know what I'm saying? Again, another, like, sleepy, songy, sing-songy type shit. I don't typically like it. I like how he did it. It's crazy, Ken.
Me no sabe.
That means I don't know. That's Spanish. So
I don't know either. Me no sabe.
So how did you feel about him taking the Scrub sample?
Okay. Yes. I did like that.
So you like that one? Okay.
Yep. Hold on, let me. Yeah, like, that was the only one.
So you didn't like Sleepy Freestyle?
No. Nope. But I did like Scrub. I thought that was cool.
Okay.
I think the album cover is good. I do like the album cover. That's creative and artistic.
Yeah, I like Me No Sabe. It's different and quirky. I don't know, man. It works for me. It works for me.
Yeah, when you said he actually had a hit with flows and this other stuff, I was like, for real? Like, people actually liking this? But and then you liked it, so I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he definitely he definitely was I guess figuring out or building up a fan base or something. But yeah, it did nothing for me, man. Like, I think he's bad.
Wow. You know, it's very rare we're this far apart.
Mm-hmm.
We're on opposite ends of the Grand Canyon right now.
I dig when you said Pop Smoke, it triggered. I was like, oh, I could see that. You know, I could kind of get where you're coming from with that, because I do hear the Pop Smoke in there.
Yeah. And again, it's not him jocking or anything. It just reminds me. It's like,
yeah, like, oh, okay. Two Sauce. I can.
Yeah, you can hear.
Is
it.
One that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, man, this is crazy. Yeah, we've never been this far. Or, I'm not going to say never, but it's very rare. And in 6 months of doing reviews every day, that we're this far apart. But, Ken, 14 songs, 34 minutes. Is Scrub the only
favorite? Scrub is the only one.
So, for me, give me Two Sauce. Give me Two Sauce. Give me Four or Days. Give me 2055. Give me Scrub. Give me Me No Sabe. Give me Murder, She Wrote. I know it's crazy. This is. Look, guys. Have you ever heard of Sleepy Hollow? Where do you stand? Are you on FIFO's side? Are you on Ken's side? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Also, if you would like to make recommendations, hit us up on Twitter. Definitely hit us up on Patreon. We always ask for your recommendations over there. Patreon is a paid wall. So what do you get behind that paywall? You get video content of these podcast reviews. You also get to vote on Odd Fridays. If you don't know, go over to their Patreon and find out what that is. Also, at the nomination level, you get to nominate a lot of different things. My favorite saying about Patreon is influence the influencers. It only costs $1 to get in. Also, thank you for the support on these daily podcast reviews. We're doing almost 1,000 a day, and that's because of you. We are marketing a little bit by putting some of these on our YouTube channel, but it's organic growth, and it's because of you. So all we ask is that you share it with one other person, whether it's a friend, family member, coworker, acquaintance, random person. Just type in the phone number, share the podcast review. Look, we appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. The one thing I can promise you is tomorrow we'll have another review just for you. We out. Peace.
Peace.